This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It is our pleasure to have Karen Duquette with us on the program. Karen is Vice President of Parents for Educational Freedom in North Carolina, or PEFNC, where she manages the day-to-day operations of the organization. She also works with PEFNC President Daryl Allison in directing the organization's legislative outreach and policy priorities. Karen is with us today to talk about the current status of the state's Opportunity Scholarship Program, which is an educational scholarship program enacted by the General Assembly in July 2013 that is currently being challenged in two federal lawsuits. We'll be talking with Karen about the school choice program and the latest court rulings in the federal lawsuit challenging it. Karen, it's great to have you with us on the program.
Thank you. Good speaking with you today.
Well, and it's great. We really appreciate the partnership that we have with you all and the great work that you all do down in the legislature and across the state in promoting school choice. It's such a critical component of parental rights and parental freedoms to select the education that is most important and best for their children. Now, Karen, before we talk about the legal challenges to the program and its current status, tell us briefly about the Opportunity Scholarship Program and its purpose.
Sure. Well, the Opportunity Scholarship Program is a brand new program. It just started this school year. And essentially, it allows lower-income families, those for this year that qualify for free and reduced lunch, to apply for the scholarship that gives them up to $4,200 a year to attend a private school of their choice. And we've had about 300 schools participate so far, so it's been a really good showing of support for this program.
Well, that's great. And I know that some parents may believe that, hey, $4,200 may not be that much, but for a lot of the private schools and religious schools across the state, you know, that would be sufficient to cover or just about cover tuition for the year, would it not?
Yes. What we've seen, and we've done polling on this where we've reached out to about 90% of private schools in our state, and the vast majority of them are in the under $5,000, under $6,000 range. So what we've seen is where there is maybe a small discrepancy in payment, the parents are able to make that up themselves, or the schools have used their own private financial aid to supplement that program. And in some situations, we've even seen family members pitch in or even their parents at the schools come in and say, hey, you know, we'll make up that difference. So it's been a really good community support program as well. We've seen a lot of people just step up to the plate and say, hey, you know, we want that family to attend, we'll come up with a difference, or the school has forgiven the difference in many cases.
Well, that's great. Now, Karen, how many lower income parents applied for the Opportunity Scholarship Program in its first year, the 2014-15 school year, and how many scholarships were actually awarded?
Well, you know, the program application started February 1st, and in a little under a month, due to the lawsuit, which we'll get into in a minute, it was shut down. And in that time period, we had over 5,500 applications, of which about 4,500 of those were eligible for the program. And so the program was oversubscribed in its first year, and so every single spot was awarded, just short of 2,400. In the meantime, because of the lawsuit, that has trailed down a little bit, but the demand for this program has just been overwhelming, and you can tell that there truly is a need for this type of program where lower-income families, but for an Opportunity Scholarship Program, would not be able to attend a school that better fits their needs.
So about twice the number of slots that were available actually applied. Would that be correct?
Yes.
That definitely shows overwhelming interest and desire among parents and students across the state to have that opportunity. Well, Karen, as I mentioned earlier, the Opportunity Scholarship Program is currently being challenged in two federal lawsuits filed by opponents of school choice shortly after it was enacted. Tell us briefly about the lawsuits and what groups are behind them.
Yeah, so it can be kind of confusing in this case because the plaintiffs are not the parents in this situation. They're the intervening defenders. And so there are two groups primarily behind these lawsuits against the Opportunity Scholarship Program. There's the North Carolina Association of Educators, or more broadly known as the Teachers Union, for lack of a better word here, as well as the North Carolina School Board Association. So those are the two main groups that don't want to see this program go forward, and they have several individual plaintiffs that are on their case as well. And so the Institute for Justice is a national organization that fights for school choice and other initiatives. And through that group, we had intervening defenders where defendants, where two parents came in and said, hey, you know, I want this program. This program benefits my family. And if this program isn't around, then my family will be stuck at a school that isn't working for us. You know, why are you taking this away from us? So since then, there's been a lot of change. We've had some real success since that point.
Well, tell us about the arguments that the groups that are opposing the Opportunity Scholarships have made in these initial lawsuits.
Well, one of the arguments was that it's funneling money away from the public school system, the traditional public school system. And we've been able to counter that in two ways. One was legislatively. The program has always been allocated out of a separate general fund. So it's appropriated from the general fund, not the education fund. So that in itself should say that it's distinguishable from the public school funds that we have. Secondly, the legislature this past session actually restored a small amount of money that these groups have specifically targeted as saying that, you know, there was money coming out of this pot and into this other pot to pay for this program. So that has been restored as well. So you really can't even use that argument. They're also saying, you know, things like, oh, it's going to religious institutions, there's no differentiation there, but in fact, the parent is the one that ultimately makes that decision. There's no public funding going directly to the school. The parent themselves has to sign in or endorse that check over to the school. And we don't have a Blaine Amendment like we do in other states where no public funding can go into the hands of religious institutions. So really, all their arguments kind of fade away. And if you look at beyond K-12, if you look at our pre-K program as well as our university system, we have lots of programs where state funding is going to these specific programs, and so I don't see how it should be any different for the K-12 system. So when you look at all of that comprehensively, we feel very confident that the Opportunity Scholarship Program will be allowed to go forward.
Well, thanks for that background information. I think that's very helpful. And as you said earlier, this can be a confusing issue to try to understand the status of Opportunity Scholarships in North Carolina because of all the legal action that's taken place. And so we want to talk about that a little bit. Now, back in August 2014, a Superior Court judge ruled that the scholarship program is unconstitutional, and he permanently enjoined the state from issuing funds to students who had been awarded the scholarships. Opponents of the program celebrated this decision as the beginning of the end for the Opportunity Scholarship Program, but actually that's not what happened. Subsequently, in September, the North Carolina Court of Appeals issued a pivotal ruling in the case that essentially allowed the program to move forward. Talk about the Court of Appeals ruling, Karen, if you would, and how significant it is to the lawsuits and the future of Opportunity Scholarships in North Carolina.
So it's actually been kind of a roller coaster. You know, back in February, there was a temporary halt on this program by the same Superior Court judge. And then in May, the Supreme Court lifted that temporary injunction, allowing the program to go forward. So in that time span, you had several families applying, getting excited for the school year. You had several schools decide that, hey, we're going to see this through, we're going to register. And then, yes, in August, there was an unfortunate permanent injunction that happened right as school was starting. So you had some scholarship students that had been in school for a week. You had some that were looking forward to starting the next week. And then all of a sudden, there's this permanent injunction putting all of these families in schools in just turmoil and chaos. So fortunately, the North Carolina Court of Appeals, kind of surprisingly, we didn't think that they would act so quickly, but they allowed for those that were currently in the program, those that had accepted the scholarship, to move forward for that school year. So they were able to attend their schools. And really, really just fortunate as well, though, in that interim, before the payments were received to the families for their school tuition, we had an overwhelming response from private schools saying, hey, you know what, we're committed to this program, we're committed to these families. no matter what happens this year, we're going to see it out for this year and allow these families to continue. So I thought that that was very encouraging, that a good sign that, you know, these private schools aren't in it for the money. They're in it to serve families who want a better opportunity for their children.
Now, in December of 2014, the North Carolina Supreme Court issued an important order in the lawsuits. Tell us about that and what it means.
Yeah, so even more encouraging, the Supreme Court decided to take on the case themselves. So they actually bypassed the Court of Appeals and said, hey, this is such an important issue to us and to North Carolina that we are going to make a decision right here so that these families don't have to wait forever. And so essentially what they agreed to is an expedited appeals process. So we'll actually be hearing the case extremely soon, as well as allowing the application process to begin for this coming school year. And I think that that's a really strong sign that they are supportive of this program, because, you know, that's essentially allowing the North Carolina State Education Assistance Authority, that's the authority that runs this program, but for this ruling, this order, they would not have been allowed to even start the application process for the fall school year. And by doing so, you know, it's going to take staff time and money. So I think that's a really strong indicator that this program will be allowed to continue indefinitely.
Karen, with the case still tied up in the court, some of our listeners may really be wondering if it is worthwhile to apply for the scholarship program for the next school year. What advice do you have for parents and for students who are interested in applying for Opportunity Scholarships but who may be hesitant because of the ongoing legal battle and whether these resources and this opportunity will be available to them?
Sure. Well, I would definitely say go ahead and apply. There's going to be a short window. The applications, we've been told, may be available as early as mid-January, but will definitely, by law, be available by February 1st. And it could be as short as a month that those are allowed to continue, that they will be available to the public. So if you are currently in a scholarship program, you definitely need to apply so that you can have first priority in the scholarship program for next year. And if you are a new family interested in applying, it actually goes up slightly this year, whereas this school year it was 100% free and reduced lunch, so roughly an income of about $44,000 for a family of four. It's actually going up to 133% free and reduced lunch, so roughly $58,000, $59,000 a year for a family of four.
Well, Karen, Parents for Educational Freedom in North Carolina has done such a great job of promoting the value of these opportunity scholarships and the importance of this educational choice to parents all across North Carolina. Unfortunately, we're nearly out of time for this week. I'm sure our listeners are very interested to learn where they can get more information about Parents for Educational Freedom in North Carolina and the Opportunity Scholarship Program. Where can they do that, Karen?
Sure. There's a couple of ways. They can always call our office, and that phone number is 919-871-1084. But I would also recommend visiting two websites. The authority's official page, where you'll need to apply, is NC, as in North Carolina, SE, as in State Education, AA, as in Assistance Authority, .edu. And you'll click on the K-12 grants, and that's where you can apply for the official Opportunity Scholarship Program. And we'll also have information on schoolchoicenc.org, and we will be updating that soon with a new calculator to see if you pre-qualify for the Opportunity Scholarship Program. And we'd be happy to speak to anyone who has additional questions, either schools or parents.
Well, Karen Duquette, thank you so much for your time, for your hard work in promoting parental choice in education in North Carolina. There's some really encouraging results that have come out of the courts, and we hope and pray that they will rule in favor of the continuation of the Opportunity Scholarship Programs and in favor of parental choice in education in North Carolina. So, Karen, thank you so much for spending some time with us to talk about this today.
Thank you as well. We appreciate your partnership and all that you all do as well. So thank you again for the opportunity to speak today.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.